TheT.com.
Rick Scott spent $50 million on a primary bid, and it worked in the state of Florida. We'll talk about it. John McCain was hanging on by his fingernails, but the longtime U.S. Senator from Arizona has knocked off his conservative challenger, J.D. Hayworth, in the Republican primary in that state. It's his fifth term. He should be able to glide by the Democrat, and he spent a lot of money. Maybe it'll be a lean Christmas for the McCain family. We're going to jump into that. Plus, Shirley Sherrod rejects the administration's job offer. Might have actually shocked them. We're talking about the USDA. The Secretary of the Agriculture met with her face-to-face, and we're going to let you know how that sounded in just a couple of moments here. Plus, calorie counts on the menu have been kind of, and I say kind of, ordered across the board. The good news is, I think, that now the restaurants need so much more time that they're kind of delaying. And I say that's the good news because I might be different from the rest of you, but we know pretty much when we get three Big Macs how much are in the Big Macs. And we know when we get some steak that's 25 ounces, and it's the biggest steak you've ever eaten. And if you eat the whole thing, you get a free steak. Well, we know we're inhaling a bunch of calories. So the FDA is giving these restaurants more time on the calorie counts. I think it's a good thing because I don't want to go to a restaurant anymore and look at every bloody calorie that I'm eating. Do you? Maybe I'm in the minority on this one. Kate Delaney, the name of the show is America Tonight. You can already tell we zig and zag all over the place. It's a great show if you have ADD, and since 95% of us do, welcome aboard, everybody. I hope you can keep up. Here's the digits if you want to throw in your 2 cents at any time on anything we're talking about. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Before we dive into Shirley Sherrod and what happened there, because that was that whole tangle with racism and her having to pull over the side of the road and resigning, and what also happened ultimately with some sound bites that were lifted from one of the talks that she gave in Georgia and the push-pull that's gone on really for the past 5 weeks. A lot of that's been quelled, but she's still out there, and it highlights crazily, I think, the one thing that so many people weren't talking about, not the so much the racism thing, but the idea that the people in charge, the guy who she worked for and the guy above that guy, didn't really dive into the whole story. Well, what did she say? Where was it said? Just listen to a soundbite. Everybody started to complain, and then that was it. So it's typical. Sometimes you got to rewind and look at the whole picture, the big picture. Well, certainly, like I said, John McCain did that because he was able to pump enough money into his campaign. In the beginning, it was looking pretty shaky for McCain, but in the end, he sailed to the win. As I said, this should be his fifth time. It shouldn't be any problem for him whatsoever. The non-political, completely novice Rick Scott beat an insider, I mean a big-time insider in Florida's Republican gubernatorial primary. Voters split on established candidates versus the outsiders, I think, across the board in some of the contests across the states. In other big-name races, Representative Kendrick Meek prevailed for Florida Senate Democratic nod over Jeff Green. And Murkowski, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, was counting on voters to reward all her experience because she was facing a big challenge, 10 weeks before the general election. And then in five other states, Vermont was voting. Oklahoma held GOP runoffs. And there were some unpredictable things that happened along the way. But I think one of the big ones was McCain because he had such a big challenge from the ex-radio host and former Congressman J.D. Hayworth, who was trying to tap into what we feel, many of us here on this show, the anti-Washington sentiment. Let's face it, we're sick of big government. coming through, throwing a bunch of red tape on us, and then strangling us with it. So McCain spent $20 million and was very aggressive and absolutely used the negative campaign tactics to show Hayworth in that light, and it worked. He's never lost a statewide race, and so he comfortably wins this in his home state. He shouldn't have any problem in the general election. I think he races to that one. But the real interesting one was the GOP race for Florida governor and the might of Rick Scott, who just rallied the troops and had no experience whatsoever, but he had a whole lot of money. And he was just too much for Bill McCollum, who wasn't able to fight him off. He made a fortune in the healthcare industry, and he spent $39 to $40 million of it blanketing the entire state with television ads. So now he faces Alex Zink, the state's chief financial officer, who easily won the Democratic nod. And this should be pretty hot to watch in November for that governor's seat. That's definitely going to be one of the bigger contests, no question about it. And I was talking about Meek earlier on the Democratic side for Senate in Florida, and I talked about Green and what his deal is he was a big-time real estate tycoon, again, spending money, and he had links to former Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss. That got some big headlines and controversy, and then also to boxer Mike Tyson, too. So now the four-term congressman competes against Marco Rubio, who easily got the Republican nod. And then, of course, Governor Charlie Crist, a former Republican who's running as an independent in November. So Florida's a big one to watch, and a lot of people were definitely watching as the day rolled on, I think. And I mentioned Murkowski of Alaska, who had a big challenge from a candidate that was backed by a fledgling coalition that was really questioning and digging into her conservative credentials. And she faced Joe Miller. He was an attorney with some clout. And Sarah Palin endorsed Joe Miller, but she eventually won out when everybody went to vote. So November 2nd, needless to say, is going to be very, very interesting. These are, to say the least, and to steal a line from history, interesting times that we live in, especially politically. We're going to talk about Sherrod coming up here in just a few minutes, and also WikiLeaks planning to release some new documents. What does that all mean? The Pentagon, I heard from a source, is on pins and needles because they don't want, of course, they don't want the release of any more documents. And they're saying this Afghan war diary could be crippling to the war effort. So anything they can do to plug up the leak would be most appreciated. And I don't think this leak is getting plugged. The WikiLeaks chief is going to certainly put out whatever information he has, barring the names of some of the informants. Coming up next, a job that was taken away and now a new job that was offered up, but Shirley Sherrod says, geez, no thanks. I wonder why. Stay with us.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The White House would have loved to see this controversy go away. What a mess this turned out to be. And you heard me mention it at the top when we were setting up our little menu. And Shirley Sherrod, you know, 2 months ago had her job in the Atlanta office working for the USDA, was quite comfortable doing it, was working with a lot of rural farmers. And then suddenly she became the focus of so much attention for a speech that she gave in Georgia, where she was talking about a couple of different things, racism in general and dealing with racism. It was an NAACP gathering that she was speaking to. And the upshot of it is, if you haven't heard the story, there were sound bites that, taken out of context, would really sound terrible. I mean, just sound like, ah, here we go. It's the reverse. Listen to what she's saying. But the bottom line is the whole speech. If you listen to the whole speech, she talked about her father getting murdered by a white guy and hard feelings and being honest about having to deal with that. And at the end of the, you know, toward the end of the speech, she talked about dealing with a white farmer and how that helped her get, kind of heal her a little bit. But none of that originally came out in some of the things that were being aired. And here's the thing. I mean, the soundbite's a soundbite. But for a governmental institution not to really realize, not to investigate, not to ask her questions, just to totally take it on face value is ridiculous and typical. So the woman basically is asked to pull over on the side of the road. This is what she did. That's how it happened. And she sent in her resignation. So now, once everything comes out, then the White House is apologizing. The Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is apologizing. And finally, they met face to face. And here's the deal. The former Ag employee who had been there for a very long time working on rural development in Georgia was asked about a new position. They were talking about putting her either in a former position, her former position working in that department in Georgia that she loved, or a new position where she would address specifically questions of discrimination in the department. And the upshot is, and so she was offered full-time and part-time spots in the government. And the upshot of it is that now, because of the controversy, she can take it to the bank. I mean, this is a book. This is a few other things that are waiting to happen. That's what we live in America, the world of reality TV. I'm not saying she's getting a reality television show, but she can give speeches and make way more money than she would ever make in any of these lame positions that they're offering her as a mea culpa to what happened because they had such a knee-jerk reaction to the controversy that was stirred up and to the NAACP being enraged and all these different organizations. So anyway, here's what Sherrod said about her meeting with Secretary Tom Vilsack, talking about moving forward, looking forward, and kind of a thanks but no thanks.
I look forward to some type of relationship with the department in the future. I did enjoy that work and would want to see that work continue. I just don't think at this point, with all that has happened, I can do that either in the new position that was offered.
Yeah, so she's saying, do I really want to go back to this job after you made me a big national talking point? And she really couldn't. So Vilsack threw in his two cents to try to put a positive spin on what she could possibly do to make this work out.
It's my intent and hope that we can ask for Shirley to assist us as in some sort of consulting way.
Yeah, consulting way. He said the investigation into what happened started with his own responsibility, by the way. He said the department needs to do a better job of looking at travel schedules so that he and his chief of staff aren't traveling at the same time, because when the incident happened, that's where they were. And he said protocols have to be established for contacting people who may face disciplinary action to make sure their rights are protected and to make sure political appointees aren't treated differently from career appointees. See, it's ridiculous. In other words, what he's trying to say is we screwed the pooch. We screwed up. All we heard was there's all these charges of racism, and this woman that works for us in this position that she's got in Georgia needs to be gone. And that's what the problem was. So now they're trying to say, geez, we have to set up protocols. There's no protocols in the government. Are you kidding me? They're tighter than a drum in half of these organizations with their paperwork flow and their overlap, and they have no protocols set up if somebody were to get into trouble, if somebody were to be accused of something. Come on. So she was asked why it wouldn't be better for her to stay and work from inside a new position, and she said that in the little clip you heard there, that I don't want to be the one to test it, that I think I can be helpful to him, meaning Vilsack, and the department, if I just take a little break and look to how I can be helpful in the future. She did say she was tempted to take the job that was offered, but she didn't do it. Now, like I said, you go through the steps of how this whole thing happened, and Vilsack denied that he spoke to anyone at the White House before asking her to step down. He's saying he took full responsibility for what he did, but I think that he was pressured, too, from other people, because his phone was blowing up. He had no clue what was going on. He admitted that to being on the road. And then the spotlight was on the USDA front and center. And what kind of a cultural environment do they have? What's their corporate culture and what's the workforce like and everything else in between. And see, here's the real key thing, too. Sherrod is got a lawsuit going on, or she's going to have a lawsuit going on. And the lawsuit is against, certainly the big chunk of the lawsuit is against the blogger, Andrew Breitbart. That's the big one. And she won't really talk about it, which if I were her attorney, I would tell her the same thing. It doesn't make any sense. Why, you know, why is she going to talk about it at this point? So now she gets 15 minutes. This is the 15 minutes. This is going to roll into a book deal or to something else. This is the American, you know, way of life. But I don't blame her, because you can't unring this bell. She was flogged publicly. There's no question. And there was certainly weren't a lot of people sticking up for her. And where we are now in at this point in our nation, you know, it's too late. It's way too late for her to go back there. So it's going to be a book, and who knows, Lifetime television, probably. I don't know. You think she should have taken the job? Anyone out there in radio land listening to me with one eye open? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or is it much ado about nothing? I don't think it's much ado about nothing. I think it's that, you know, I can't blame her for her decision. They didn't check their facts. So how could you work with someone like that? And Vilsack's just trying to cover his rear. He's got a good job, and he doesn't want to lose his job. So, and he's right. He's traveling all over the place, but that's the only thing he was right about. They didn't ever have a conversation about it. So they waived the job in front of her. It would have been easy if she had taken it, though. Let's face that. If she had taken the job, then a lot of this would have been swept under the rug. But if she's got a lawsuit going and somehow it pulls in the government and she's got a, I don't know if it's discrimination, it wouldn't be a discrimination lawsuit, but there are things that she could pull the department into, then there's no way that she would go back there. I mean, absolutely no way. Intriguing, isn't it? In the meantime, we also have here on America Tonight, Day 8 of Move the Mosque. I've decided that's what it's called. You know, you have to, it's kind of like the Iran crisis, the hostage situation that put the show Nightline on the map with Ted Koppel. Remember every time you turn on the tube, it was day whatever? Well, this is Day 8 of Move the Mosque. So what's the latest on that? We're going to jump to that coming up here in just a moment.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique Gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Scotch down there, but before we do that, let's talk about day 8 of Move the Mosque. I mean, listen, it's simple. It's so simple. There is no bridge to be built that's worthwhile anyway, 2 blocks from ground zero for this Islamic center. If truly that's the meaning and truly that's what this imam wants to do, then back off, Jack, and move the project. I mean, why this has to be treated with kid gloves from so many people, I just don't understand. The whole idea of religious freedom, yes, we all get that. But there is a sensibility issue here, too, and it makes absolutely no sense. And we've given a zillion examples of why it makes no sense for the past 8 days. I'm so weary of this story because I think it should just go away. And the thing is, this could hang around for a long time because the breaking ground was supposed to happen on September 11th of next year. Oh, that's a perfect date to pick, isn't it? Ultimately, I don't think it's going to be built there anyway because the people pumping the money into it will step away. I think they'll threaten to step away because their names are going to be start to be released. The whole funding thing is coming up, and that's going to make people, I think, a little leery of it, and therefore, yeah, ultimately, I believe it evaporates. But it's ridiculous what's happening now. I mean, it's ridiculous the conversation with the mayor of New York City, who I have, I'm sorry, no respect for. I mean, this is the guy who throws money up in the air and burns it to, because of all the money he's made, certainly with his own organizations, which I don't care about capitalism and making the money, but he bullied his way into that third term as mayor of the city, and he does some of the most cockamamie things I have ever heard to make New York, in my opinion, not safe. What is he doing? So he's fighting this tooth and nail, and he's calling, allowing the mosque near Ground Zero, fighting terror with freedom. So he's facing pressure because he's backing the Muslim community, and he should. And he just keeps pushing this. He's saying he's not going to compromise our commitment to fighting terror with freedom. That was the exact quote. I mean, he's been this outspoken defender of the project since this whole thing broke loose. But having this so close, come on. And no matter how we slice this, I don't care what anyone says about September 11th. You think there was no ties to extremists? Give me a break. In the name of Islam, of course there was. And it's more than insensitive. So what does he do? The mayor makes another speech. He's at a dinner in observance of iftar, the daily meal in which Muslims break their fast during the holy month of Ramadan. And he's saying that compromise won't end the debate. You know, how big, this was his comment. This is when the circus starts around Bloomberg. How big should the no mosque zone be around the World Trade Center site? How big should it be? There are hundreds of mosques in Lower Manhattan. So I'm not buying any of what they're selling. It's bogus. It makes no sense whatsoever. And I think that the debate should be done. It should be over. It's shut. It's gone. It makes no sense to me whatsoever, shoving this down the throat of New Yorkers and ultimately the rest of the nation, because everybody's talking about it. You know, I say the show is about water cooler buzz. That's why I say day 8 of Move the Mosque, because nobody can talk about anything else. Now it's become a major distraction. To Mosque in Michigan, hello.
This is not, this is Ali Jabbar Thomas. And I am here to help you Christian women to understand the truth of the great religion of peace, Islam. Don't you understand that if it is not for Islam, America will fall? You are a country that is full of homosexuals, and you give them the right to have marriage. In Islam, we do not allow this abomination. In your religion, Kate, is that your name, Kate?
That is Tomas.
Yes. In your religion, you kill millions of babies before they are born. And what do you criticize us? You criticize us when we stone to death an adulterous woman who has cheated and has broken the vows. How can you weigh a million unborn children to one sinful, terrible woman? Answer me, Kate.
I have to tell you that it's ridiculous to make the comparison, let's put it that way, that I think it's barbaric to stone a woman for adultery, because half the time the evidence is flimsy. How do you answer that?
Well, she has the ability to bring witnesses under Islam. But what witnesses does the unborn baby have? We are talking one woman versus hundreds of thousands of innocent. This woman is guilty, and the innocent unborn babies that you Christian women kill of your own volition. Matter, you are so cowardly, you Christian women, that you pay another person, a doctor, to kill your own baby. How can you stand to be a Christian? I pray to Allah. Wait, I just fell down. I was speaking strange there for a second, wasn't I?
Okay. Well, you know what? That's one of the arguments. That's one of the arguments that you would hear. So, yeah, you understand, obviously, with the levity, how annoying it is to keep having this discussion over and over again. It's ridiculous. And then you get called a bigot, a scumbag, low rent for not having an open mind. And that's not the same thing whatsoever. That's a stretch on this Moss deal in New York.
Well, both religions have their pros and their cons.
Oh, sure.
But I believe that if you are going to give Islam the credit for being a religion that is protected by the Constitution, then you have to let them build a mosque even on ground zero, because, you know, freedom of religion is not in the Constitution to protect a religion that everybody likes. It's just like freedom of speech is not there to protect somebody saying, oh, it's a beautiful day.
Right.
Freedom of speech is there for somebody to say, you know, the King of England is a son of a dog.
Right. And,
you know, when that would have been treasonous in England, but there are founding fathers said, you know, sometimes you have to protect freedom of speech, even if it is really, you know, driving you crazy, if it's insane talk, you have to protect it. But my point of view personally is Islam is not worthy of protection from the Constitution, because the tenets, the basic points of Islam are against our Constitution. They are against freedom of speech. They are against freedom of religion. So how can we elect an organization that is against freedom of religion to be defended by freedom of religion? Their objective is to take away our freedom.
Oh, I agree with that, especially certainly when you're talking about an extremist point of view. If you look at the Quran and the interpretation is that, but it's like the Bible can be interpreted many ways. You know that. But in the case of someone going to the letter of the law of the Muslim religion, you're absolutely right.
But look, Kate, in Iraq, where we have spent so many billions and so much blood, their constitution, remember the one they voted with the little purple thumbs, what does it say? The first thing it says, Kate, is no law shall contradict Islam.
That's right.
You know, so that's not extremist. That's all the people of Iraq decided that's what they wanted in their constitution.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we didn't allow the Mormons to get away with what they got away with, they were trying to get away with in 1840.
Sure.
We didn't let David Koresh get away with what he was trying to get away with in that compound or whatever. And I don't think we should let the Muslims get away with what they're trying to get away with. But
here's the thing. You got to remember this, though, Tomas. It's like Catholicism. There's crazy Catholics where it's conservative Catholicism. Then there's the more modern version of the Catholic. So you can't say, listen, I'm with you on the letter of the law and looking at it. And you know how I feel about this mosque at Ground Zero. I mean, listen, I lived through it. But you can't say that every Muslim, a modern Muslim, who you're right, they're turning their back on the specifics of the religion because they're taking pieces of what they want. But we know that there are people that take pieces of what they want, like Muhammad Ali.
Well, Kate, look, I'm talking to somebody who was there. So as someone who was there and saw this happen.
Yeah.
I think it would benefit the listeners that you have to talk about that.
I will. You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do, Tomas? I'm going to play some of the stuff when we're coming up here to September 11th that I did on the air in New York when it happened. All right, thanks for the call, buddy. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Near Ground Zero, and the mayor of New York saying, "Fighting terror with freedom." Give me a break. The quotes that will never go down in history, any of the things that Bloomberg says, in my opinion. He's probably going to push for a fourth term as mayor. I think we need to have a fourth term as mayor. Let's vote on that. So we move along here on America Tonight. You can certainly chime in on the mosque situation now that more is coming out about the imam, some things, some kind of radical, certainly radical things that he's said in the past. See, everybody forgets. It's on tape, baby. Everything's on tape, unless you're going back to the 80s, and that still could have been videotaped. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you across the globe and here in our own backyard on America Tonight. But let's talk about global. Let's talk about Miss Universe for a second. So Miss Universe is crowned on some station. I don't know what station anymore these beauty pageants are on. But Miss Universe gets the crown, and it turned out to be Miss Mexico who won. But apparently the girl from the Philippines actually had a great shot, and then she blew it in the end. So she was questioned by one of the judges where they picked these judges, Billy Baldwin, the has-been of the Baldwin brothers. Here's his question and ultimately her answer.
All right, judge number two, William Baldwin. What is one big mistake that you've made in your life, and what did you do to make it right?
Thank you so much, sir, for that wonderful question. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Las Vegas. You know what, sir? In my 22 years of existence, I can say that there is nothing problem that I have done in my life, because I am very confident with my family, with the love that they are giving to me. So thank you so much that I am here. Thank you so much.
All right, so that's a mistake right there. You cannot say that. It's like a job interview. What's the worst thing about your personality that you wish you could change? Nothing. I'm perfect. In my 22 years, I've never made a mistake. You know, that's when you have to come up with something, even if it's bogus. Anything. Whatever. I wish I had more time and had more time to have more of a social life when I was in high school, but I was studying so hard so I could get into college. I don't know. Something. Anything. I drank too much Pepsi and I got pimples from it. Who knows? So anyway, I came up with, and Miss Mexico as a result was crowned Miss USA. So, yeah, that's a big deal when you're Miss Universe. When you're Miss Universe, that means that you have all those traveling engagements and you go on to be a model, perhaps, or star in some D-list movie, but, you know, you do get a big check, and the check helps if you're going on to other things. So pick a pageant, any pageant, Miss USA, or be it Miss Universe, like you just heard the girl from the Philippines answer that question in a horrible way. They had to train these girls better if they're going to win the crowns. So here are, without further ado, the five most dangerous questions for any beauty pageant contestant. Number five, how do you defend marriage? Number four, what is your real hair color? Number three, what magazines and books do you read? We've seen that trip up the political types. Number two, NASA is ditching its shuttle program. Tell us about one of the missions that you thought was the best. That's really a tough question. That's like a Harvard question. And the number one most dangerous question for any beauty pageant contestant, name at least five world leaders, not reality stars. We know you know the situation, John and Kate Plus 8, and all of the Real Housewives from New Jersey, New York, Atlanta, Orange County, and wherever else they hail from. But can you name some world leaders? Yeah. I don't know. Where do they come up with these questions, Matt? Where do they come up with these answers?
Well, they're coming from D-list actors, so I...
That's right.
That probably has something to do with it.
But do you think the D-listers actually write the questions? I'm going to say no. I don't think Billy Baldwin, someone handed him that question.
Probably not, but that's the type of talent level they're dealing with. So if they're getting D-list actors, they're probably getting D-list writers. So it all trickles down. It's the trickle-down effect of talent.
Yeah, but I love that. Name, and I like how she was saying, sir, thank you, sir, whatever. But the whole idea of name a mistake and, you know, how you corrected it or whatever. That is a layup question.
And what's with the not answering the question but pandering to the crowd for a while and then going back to the question? What was that all about?
I don't, like, is she a talk show host or what?
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's just crazy. Anyway, I don't watch pageants. You know, when I was a kid, actually, I grew up so close to Atlantic City, the Miss USA pageant was a big deal. And when you'd go down to the beach, you'd see all the signs for, oh, the women are in town, the buses are here, the people are here, whatever. And it was a big deal, but there was a lot of controversy with that pageant, too, because you had the Vanessa Williams thing with the pictures, and in recent years you've had other problems with some of the other girls that have been contestants on that one. There's been problems with Miss Universe. We know that from the past, Carrie Prejean. And that was such a loaded question she got from Perez Hilton, the gayest of gay people on the planet who pronounces it everywhere. That's what he is. That's what he represents and, you know, has the Hollywood blog. And, boy, she just stepped right into that trap. And in this case, it was a little bit less of a trap. I think it was sort of harmless, but the answer was just so bloody bogus. Don in Wyoming. I'm sure he's glued to all these pageants. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Were you asking the five worst leaders in the world?
That's easy. You and I both have come up with that list 10 times over in the years that we've talked. Let's see, Ahmadinejad, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, Hugo Chavez, Ahmadinejad, Kim Jong-il, you know, pick a poison, any poison.
Yeah, that was the first three, but then you got to put Obama on there.
Castro, yeah. Well, that's ineffective. Anyway, that's the ineffective list.
The ineffective list. Oh, man. Gee, Kate, you'd probably you'd be here all night talking about it if you were going off of that. So
yeah, you're right.
I'd probably be about half the world leaders right there, and in fact, if anybody goes to the UN. So anyway. So hey, listen, I just wanted to say a quick hello. I forgot to tell you, Friday night I got to see an old band from way back. I think you probably liked them, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So
Earth, Wind, and Fire, they did all their big ones, right?
They're getting so old that Philip Bailey's son's in the band now. He's doing some of the singing. I was like, yikes.
No kidding.
They're coming up on 40 years, but it was fun to see them. They weren't what they were 30 years ago, you know, when they were a lot younger. But that's when you get into these, you know, these bands from the past, you can't really expect too much, I guess. So, but it was a fun time. So,
good
but,
for you.
I was really surprised to see them in Utah. It's been something like, I think, 20, 30 years since they come here or something like that. So,
was the crowd big? I mean, they have good music to dance to and stuff.
Oh yeah, well, a little small amphitheater up in Park City, and they told me they sold it out, 6,000 tickets, so that's a pretty good crowd. But and boy, was it! that's not a place that's used to handling that many automobiles, if you know what I mean. So
yeah, no kidding.
It was a lot of fun getting in and out, you know. But anyway, though, I guess have you heard anything on the results today? I was just curious on the,
McCain won. He knocked off, JD, which was a huge challenge there. Rick Scott, the newcomer who pumped a bunch of money into his campaign, almost $40 million in Florida, he won his as well. Because remember, we're still at the primary stages, Don. So in that case, the McCain thing was the biggest. The Rick Scott deal was certainly the biggest, because I think McCain was worried that Hayworth was gonna knock him out of there, and he didn't. And then there were a couple of others across. There were other things that were voted on too. There were a couple of other things across the land that were pretty big. But the Rick Scott taking the GOP gubernatorial nomination in the Sunshine State also was probably the biggest story, I want to say. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.